From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Katie Heiler. Nearly 300,000 Missourians may soon be able to afford dental care under the state's Mo HealthNet Medicaid program. Last week, the Senate Appropriations Committee agreed to include an additional $48 million in next year's budget, but with some caveats. The money would only be used to pay for preventive dental care, like maintenance and extraction procedures, and would also go towards paying dentists more for those procedures. There is some debate as to whether the $48 million is enough to pay for preventive services and raise rates for dentists. However, some sort of dental coverage for adult Medicaid recipients is desperately needed. Representative Nate Walker from Missouri's 3rd District says the proposed funds would restore dental coverage that was cut from the state's Medicaid program nearly a decade ago.
A few years ago, I believe it was back when Matt Blunt was governor, more than 300,000 adult Medicaid recipients were taken off the rolls for oral health benefit care. And so the Senate Appropriations Committee has added an additional $48 million of federal and state money to next year's Medicaid budget for dental care, which I think is important.
You know, the legislature has been pretty selective with what they're doing with Medicaid these days. So I'm surprised that people would be so willing to add to the Medicaid budget for dental health, even though I know that that's a very important issue.
This is a subject that has some emotion because a lot of people feel that the Medicaid expansion is tied to Obamacare, and Obamacare has not been as popular in the state of Missouri as it has been in other places, perhaps. But I was on the House Medicaid Transformation Committee, and we met in 8 locations throughout the state. And we found that there is a need for Medicaid transformation, Medicaid reform, and Medicaid expansion. At every location, we heard from people talking about the need for dentistry, oral health, and those kind of services. And so, as a result, I think a lot of the members now realize how important oral health is in the overall part of the Medicaid program.
What else do you think could be done at a legislative level to kind of improve the oral health care in the state of Missouri?
You know, one of the things that really concerns legislators like me and those who serve in the rural areas is that there's not enough people in dental care. So in some of the counties in the state of Missouri, I think there's 12 to 13 counties now that there's not even a dentist that resides there. And so we have to make sure that we have the programs in place to make sure that we get dentists that come to all parts of the state.
Is there anything like that in the works right now?
Oh, yeah. We continually work on prevention programs and public education programs. But as you know, there's so many things out there that compete for dollars in the budget and then also priorities just in general. So it's our job as legislators to work hard to figure out what priorities are. And I think oral health is certainly a priority for the overall management of health for everybody.
The bill needs to reach the governor's desk by May 9th. For KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Katie Heiler. Thanks for listening.